Lemonade. Oh, sorry.
Welcome back to another episode of Brain Lemonade. We're going to do another conversation game this week. Or the same conversation game. We're not done with these cards in this brouhaha game. With me is, as the norm, is my wife, Nicole.
Hello.
And our friend, Tom Davis.
Hey, how's it going?
Joaquin Phoenix River, or Joaquin Phoenix Davis.
Yep.
Davis.
You're gonna get me taxed.
A whole shebang.
You know, back in the day, having names like that made you royalty.
It's true.
So.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
You know, it's hot.
It is hot, yes. I don't know how bad it is over in Colorado. I know we're like, it's hot. It sucks over here in Maryland, but it's not the, we're not boiling like Florida is right now, so.
Right. That's good. At least Colorado's flip-flops aren't melting into the
right.
cement.
Oh, jeez.
So.
Yeah, I know, right?
I also saw that Florida like released a statement like, be careful, we have an increase cases of leprosy.
Of leprosy?
Florida. Yeah.
Way to go, Florida.
From...
Yeah, like Florida... They don't know where it's
good.
Coming from, but, you know, of course, it seems to be affecting minorities. Go figure. But, like, yeah.
I'm like,
I think it.
I'm just thinking, like, how would you, like, armadillos is the only thing I know, like, how to catch leprosy right now. Besides, like,
right?
people with leprosy already. But then it's like, so is it just, like, a bunch of, like, Florida men, like, spreading leprosy, or. Wrestling with gators and get it from them, or the iguanas falling, you know, like, I don't know, yeah. That's
I could see. It has to come from, like, some weird Florida wildlife, I think.
I mean, the other day I was walking back from the gas station, and I don't know if you guys have ever seen a cicada killer wasp.
Yes.
They are ginormous, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is? Okay.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
I was so scared that it was a killer hornet. I lost my mind.
Oh, a Japanese hornet?
I thought it followed me home, and I discovered a new fear. Like, wasps, man. I don't like them.
No, thank you.
Ooh, they do look nasty, don't they?
It's so big. It was literally about the size of my my finger skateboard.
It's like the size of my skateboard. It's one of those prehistoric insects.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
And then... I wasn't home at the time, and you're like describing it to me. So, like in my Google search on my phone is like hundreds of bug different, hundreds, but like all these other bug photos, and now I'm getting like weird suggested searches about.
You've searched for the Portuguese nice. Man killer wasp, and it's like I'm sorry, the what?
what?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Oy. Well. Let's start. Let's go around the table. I'll draw the first card, and we'll have Nicole and then Tom.
Okay.
We had to send a couple of pictures of the cards to Tom so that way he could. And we're gonna take some more photos just so we can have fresh ones too.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the Brouhaha conversation game. I think the website is inactive.
It's dead. I think.
No.
But it's a really cool game. It's in a box. It's in a box. It's in a.
it's in a box.
It's
What's
in a
box.
Yeah, the box is a coffee cup. So even like at the top, it has a top where you sip the coffee out, and it has like lipstick marking on it.
Like a Starbucks cup.
Yeah, like a Starbucks cup.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And that's why it's called Brouhaha.
So yeah, if you go to brouhaha.com, I don't know if that website exists or not. But
I mean, we have like 5 episodes of this game. It's like we want to shout out the proper people, but the proper people aren't around anymore.
Oh,
right. That's
yeah.
a mouthful.
Mm. It looks like you can still get it, though, like on Amazon and Target and stuff.
Can
Maybe.
You?
Yeah, like I'm
because we got it from where do we get it? We got
Office
it
Depot.
Office Depot. Yeah,
yeah.
Office Depot.
I remember they
all
had right. 3, right? And I mean, surprisingly, because they even did those summer or winter, those holiday games.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. And I think there was 3 other ones there too, like a brew. There was Brouhaha, which was coffee. I think there was a beer one or a wine one.
I feel like it's the exact same game, just packaged differently.
Oh. Right. That's what
that's
I figured.
Yeah, different packaging.
Yeah.
That's okay. Well, anyway, I drew my first card. My first card says, would you want to live to be 100? I mean, sure. The only, you know, this whole this whole evolution thing.
Like, the whole thing.
You think you're going to evolve at 100? Like,
I'm just saying, I'm 33 now, and I'm pretty sure really back in the day, most people were lucky to live that age. Like, so it's just like, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I'd rather live to 300. Jesus, like, if I could make it to a solid 125, that'd be sick.
You hit 100 and you turn into Gyarados.
That'd be a buck and a... Oh, is it a buck and a quarter years old?
I think so.
So you would live to 125. I like that you have a cutoff point, though.
126, no.
I didn't say that.
No, I know.
I'm just saying it would be awesome to live to 125.
You think so? But, I mean, like, you know your body's going to, like, shut down, like...
Right, but, I mean, think about it, like, Cyberpunk 2077. How much of that can I replace?
I mean, hopefully, yeah. Hopefully if you live to 100...
I guess that's true.
100 to 125.
Look at Cyborg.
Yeah. Yeah, but we can't do that yet. Like, you're betting a lot right. on that.
Well, they have...
Nicole answered... Like, you answer next, because, yeah.
Me answer next?
Please.
100, yes. Only if, like, my mind and body are functioning enough. Like, I don't want to be, like, in a, like, bedridden. I don't want to be, like...
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah,
like...
Yeah.
If I can, you know, take a cane and, like, walk on down to the store or something, sure. But, like,
if
I don't
want to
be, like,
right.
bedridden or, like, right. in a coma. Like, you know, just
in a
not.
Coma.
I don't know. No. Or whatever.
I didn't mean that. I meant, you know, like, healthy enough.
Would
if
you
I
live to
like
100 if
old
you're
lady
stuck in a coma?
From, right. If I looked like the Witch of the Waste from Howl's Moving Castle after her powers were removed, then just put a bullet in me. Like, what about you, Tom?
No, absolutely not. No. 100% would not. No, that sounds awful.
You're at 99 and just be like, well, this is it, guys.
I mean, that's pushing it, too. I just, I don't know. Like, unless it gets better, like, in the next decade or two. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to, you know,
two.
Like, I don't know. There's not really a lot of promise for, like, living to 100.
And that's true.
Right.
Do, like, historically in your family, like, are your grandparents, like, did they live to be pretty old, or?
I guess, like, my dad's side, I think they're around, like, 80s, I want to say. It's been a long time. And then, okay. And then my mom's side, she was adopted, so I don't know.
Oh,
but but my grandfather was in his 90s before he passed, so I mean that's good.
So there's a conversation I can relate to. My mom was adopted too, and that side of the family is still living it, and they're like 95.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And then
are they like good for 95?
You know, they were hippies. They're not like they're not like bedridden, they're active, and that's
right.
why I was like, I think I'll be okay, you
I'll
know.
Be fine.
I think I'll
for
be
most right. part. and like, you know, I don't know how I can't remember how old my other grandparents are, but you know, I think they're in their 80s, so
damn.
And they're doing fine.
Close, yeah.
My grandpa rides his bike the park, like it was so funny. I got a message from my sister. She's like, just walk in the park and look who stopped up next to me and had a conversation with me for a second. And it was my grandpa riding by on his bike.
Oh damn. Well, that's so, good. Yeah.
He used to bike a lot though. So
I mean, if I could guarantee that I'd be like healthy till I'm 100, then absolutely. Like, I mean, well, I don't know about
that's
absolutely.
What I mean.
That's still a long time, but right. I, you know, like I'd give it more of a shot if it was like I could still, move around and be cognizant of everything.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Those are the words I'm
yeah.
looking for.
I can still go to a concert at 100.
Oh God.
You might not want to.
I will
at that
invent.
Point.
I right. will invent the headphone that lets us get a direct Bluetooth input.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh, man.
I wouldn't run it past him.
I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
All right, so, Nicole, are you the next card?
I think so.
Let's do this.
Oh, also, we have, like, a veto rule. Like, if there's a question you don't really want to talk about, you just say so, and
right.
we won't push it. So,
yeah. No
that
push.
Goes for everybody. What do you want your life to look like 10 years from now?
You answer first.
I mean...
These are already starting out
like,
pretty existential, huh?
I know, right? I was like, 100 years? 10 years? I mean, I think... I don't know. I would like to be, you know, not in this apartment. I would hope and assume that Corbin and I are still together in 10 years.
I'm just kidding.
Shut up. I don't know, have a job that I, you know, still enjoy, and yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of family stuff, maybe.
Family?
Yeah.
She's looking at me like, I don't want to speak for you.
Family, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. But yeah, I mean, I can't I would just hope that I'm, you know, alive and healthy.
And doing okay.
Doing okay.
Right.
So, maybe have a couple, like, big travels in my pocket. Like,
okay.
That we've done, so...
The way you were pointing to your side, like, have a couple of kiddos. I'm just
no,
like
experiences out of the United States, maybe, in my pocket. That would be cool.
She's acting things out.
Oh, like going around, going around the United States?
Yeah.
Have you... how... Are you from Colorado, Nicole? I can't remember if you said you were or not.
So, technically, I was... Not technically. I was born in North Dakota.
Okay.
And then I moved to Colorado when I was like 11. Mm-hmm. So I've been in Colorado for like 20 some years.
Okay.
So the majority of my life has been here, but I still wasn't born here.
What have you been to the East Coast, or are you mainly at more like the Midwest you've been around?
The furthest east I've been is Michigan.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Okay.
Which isn't even really all that east.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
You still got to go past a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Nebraska.
Well, I mean, to get there, yeah, but...
I was talking about Nebraska.
Yeah. So...
As I say, the farthest west I've been is, like, Texas and Las Vegas. But I haven't, like, been in, like, nice. The Midwest or, like, the upper Midwest.
You're not missing much of the upper Midwest, in my opinion, unless you really like flat things.
Yeah, right.
and fields and corn.
Yeah, I'd want to check out Vermont, Washington State.
That would be cool.
Yeah, where's the Devil's Bluff? Is that Vermont? I think that's what it's called, but it's the one from Close Encounter, or no, not Close Encounters. Just,
Yeah, Close Encounters. That's in Wyoming.
Sorry, yeah. Wyoming, yeah.
Yeah, which... Every time I've driven through Wyoming, I was like, we should just stop and see it.
Yeah.
And then I kind of realized that it's a little bit out of the way, and I don't.
Hopefully they take us away, you know.
Right. That's where they're going to be.
Yeah, this place seem cool. Like, I want to see, like, I would like to go and see more of the, natural areas of America than, like, just go to, like, a city or something. Though some cities would be cool to go check out, but it's like, I want to go, like, to the Redwood Forest in, like, Washington.
Yeah,
that'd
be
dope. Cool.
Yeah. You come out here and see the bay and, and look at all the crabs. Bay. Yeah.
What was the card again?
What do you want your life to look like 10 years from now?
Okay, I knew what it was about. I just didn't know the specifics.
Right, we went on a tangent.
Yeah.
10 years. Like, honestly, I still hope the podcast is going for fun. Like, I just want to keep doing it with you because it's ours, you know?
Aww.
Right.
And we do it with our friends that are awesome, you know? So we just have a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Obviously, be with Nicole. I want a house.
Obviously.
No. And I will play music until my fingers can't move anymore, so.
Yeah, right. That was something going on 10 years.
Right. And a nice-ass job that treats me well.
An ass...
Nice ass job.
I know.
I want an ass job, Nicole.
I know.
Jeez.
Start an OnlyFans.
I'm sorry.
Start an OnlyFans. Yeah.
That's how we'll get the house.
That's how we'll get the house, of course.
Just jokes.
But yeah, that's mine. Or that's how I feel about that card.
All
right.
Yeah.
So for me, 10 years, I think a nice house would be good. A better position, for my job. Still doing podcasting and music, of course. Yeah, I don't think I'd be. I mean, the nice thing about my style of music is I can just sit in a chair and do it, and it's just turning knobs and stuff. So I don't really have to put a lot of effort physically into it.
The only thing you need is presentation showmanship.
How I turn the knobs.
Laser show.
Yeah.
laser show with freaking wooden bat in front of you that hides you, and you wear like a Megatron helmet.
Oh my god.
Daft Punk helmet. I'm just kidding.
I like turn the knobs and patch the wires like Job when he's like doing the magic tricks in Arrested Development. Illusions, Michael.
Illusions.
LFOs, Michael. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh man.
Yeah, I don't know, just I mean, like, it's not bad right now. So I guess just like how it is right now, but maybe a little better, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Like, how it is now, just a little better.
We'll be in our 40s, yeah, which will be great.
Most likely still playing the Mummy's Mask.
Yeah, right. There you go. Maybe right. In 10 years, finish Mummy's Mask. Yeah.
Nah, I give us like 3 years and we'll finish it. Oh, that's a Pathfinder campaign for those listening.
Yeah, I was about to say Mask. I'm part of Corbin's gaming group too, so that's how I met him.
And so is Nicole, and we're hoping that the three of us can bring it together with some more and do it on the podcast, just to kind of have, like, you know, even if it's like every 2 months where we have one episode of it. Mm-hmm. It's just an hour and a half long.
Yeah,
just for fun, you know.
Why not? For fun.
But we will release more on that in another day.
Right.
Tom, your card.
Yes. Sorry, I'm pulling it up right now.
You're all good. Right.
If you could ask for one wish, what would it be? Oh boy.
More
That's
wishes.
That's a yeah, right. More wishes. Unlimited wishes.
I can't believe we started with that.
Man, that's a hard. That is a really hard one. There's so many like choices. Wish would it be, I mean, like, the obvious one's like money and stuff, you know. It's like the not fun one.
Right, assume that we would all ask for more wishes and one of those wishes would be money.
Right. I'd want superpowers. If it was like anything you wish for, like, why not, right? Because it's like,
I feel like I'd find a purpose.
What's that?
I feel like I'd find a purpose if I had superpowers.
Well, so,
like,
exactly, because it's like you wish for money, you could wish for whatever, but it's like if you had superpowers, you could get all that really easily.
Right.
One wish.
Yeah, one wish.
Tomorrow, meteor hits us. One wish.
One wish. Wait, do you get the wish from the meteor hitting us, or is it like you get the wish until the meteor hits
no,
us?
No, we get the superpowers from the meteor.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So it's like we can't just wish superpowers. We have to cause something. Right.
Except the meteor causes like a massive global extinction. So.
Right.
Giant solar flare that gives everyone superpowers.
Solar flare.
I am willing to sacrifice my wish to get Robin Williams back. At the same time, I don't think if someone's in pain, you don't want them to continue living in that pain.
Right.
You know? So it's like, I can't be that biased. I just miss that guy so much. Like, oh my god.
Could you just wish to bring people back to life?
Yeah, I guess.
Because you didn't have to stop like at Robin Williams. You could bring back a bunch of people.
All right, then I wish, no, not to bring back the dead. I wish to be a necromancer.
That'd be kinda cool.
Just kidding.
The necromancer who holds himself up in his apartment. We have to quest there. This is Corbin. Corbin in his underwear, and they're like, hey, I'm the necromancer. Oh, you beat my skeleton. What's up?
Take your power. Right. We've come to remove your power. Why? Like, you're doing bad things.
You guys want to do podcasts?
I'm just holding a bowl of cereal.
There you go. You can have the real Talking Dead, and then you just talk to a bunch of dead people as a podcast.
That'd be cool.
The real Talking Dead. What about you, Nicole?
World peace. Yes.
That's one of the many wishes, yes.
One of the many wishes.
World peace.
Yeah. But also, I mean, selfishly, I would just... Or maybe I'd do a silly wish. As a woman who has had body image issues mm-hmm. her entire life, mm-hmm. as... I'm sure every other woman has. I don't know how to word this wish correctly. I would either wish to not have those issues and just be extremely happy with what I look like and how I feel all the time.
So you wish for confidence or perfection? Which one do you prefer?
Right. I was like, or my, I still have those issues, but my body looks good. But I think my body looks good.
Hmm.
I think.
So you would...
I would wish for those issues to go away. For all women, not just me.
Oh, okay.
Or anybody. I guess men have body dysmorphia, too. So that's what I'm going to wish for.
What if the wish was to do that for all women, but not yourself, but for women to have, be able to be perfect?
Why not me?
Yeah, why not her?
I'm just saying, what if that was the cost of the spell?
Oh, like a cursed monkey paw situation?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know we were putting that equivalent into the question.
Was there
now
spine print on that card?
No, I'm just doing it for fun. Is that it? Is it the next card now?
I guess.
The next round? Yeah. Or do you want to answer those?
No.
So are we putting a curse?
I was going to say,
do we need to put a curse monkey clause into these wishes that we want?
Like, no, the only time I think we've actually established that is when it comes to time travel.
Oh, yeah, that's a hard one. Unless you do like a, unless it's like Dragon Ball Z where it doesn't matter because it's like a separate timeline.
I'm gonna veto this one just because it's random.
Okay.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Yes, baby.
All right.
You are standing at the gates of heaven, and God asks, "Why should I let you in?" What do you say?
Oh man.
That's just funny. Like, I kind of read it in my Dungeon Master voice.
Oh, God. We're at the gates of hell.
What am I? Am I a barbarian? Like, no, I'm just kidding.
Am I getting drunk yet?
Right. I would just ask, like, I don't know. Why should I let you in? Why should I let you in? Oh, I paid my dues.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I paid my dues. That's what I would say. Like, yeah. I lived a good fucking long life and...
To 125.
He's like, technically you died at 126. Because that's birthday, death day.
Oh, God.
And I'm just like, you know what? Fuck you. He's like, you know what? I'm not letting you in.
That's a mortal sin. 126 is a mortal sin.
Right.
I was like, you know, I lived life. I paid for life. I did all of life. I think I deserve rest. Like, I would literally just say that. I'd be. It's like a job interview with God. And just, I deserve eternal rest, God. Like,
I have a degree.
What about you, Nicole?
I would just like shake the bars and like, let me in. Just kidding.
I would send the meme to his phone of Eric Andre shaking the gates of the White House.
Didn't even answer the question. Just start freaking out, and he's just standing there staring.
I probably would, you know, go along the same lines. I lived a long, good, helpful, kind life, and I'd rather be here than the other place, so, yeah. Yeah. I hope that I live a good, kind, long life. So far, it's been good and kind. I don't know how much longer I have. Just kidding. Jokes.
Yeah. What about you, Tom?
Man, that's a hard one, and that's probably what I'd ask him, or tell him, too.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a hard one, man.
It's like, how do I qualify?
Can I stand over here and think about it?
Yeah.
And then you're there for eternity.
Right. How long can I think about this?
I mean, you go through life and, like, if you think about, like, if that's, like, part of your belief is, like, heaven is, like, you know, like, the qualifications, then it's, like, what if these are actually, like, what if this is the true way to get into it if it's not, like, oh, I was doing everything wrong because I was taught wrong or something, like... We don't really know what the qualifications are to get into heaven, if there is a heaven.
Right.
Right.
That's a good one. So,
not to get
philosophical.
Let
me think about it. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Nice.
And then I'd ask him, "You're God, you should already know." And then, and then I destroy God.
He's like, "I'm not a mind reader."
And that's when he goes, "You know what? You're in.
You passed the test.
You're in."
You are.
He looks around.
You are
His
God
angels
now.
Are even looking at him. And he goes,
You're right. You're in. It's
you're good.
And I hand him back the candy bar, and he says, "You won, Charlie. You won. You did it."
I knew it.
Here's the keys to the kingdom. Yeah.
So when you get to heaven, just give God back his candy bar, and you'll.
I think we found an adventure campaign.
Oh my gosh.
What kind of what we die and then we go to a heavenly chocolate factory?
This is level 20 to 40. Yeah, oh actually, you all die and then you're in an afterlife. Oh, okay.
I do a,
I got
what
ideas.
Was that? Was that a Robin Williams movie where he died and went to, like, heaven and hell?
Oh, man.
It's an old movie.
Yeah. Wait, Baron Munchausen? Is that what you're thinking?
No. Yeah.
Why?
Okay. I can't remember then.
My movie recall is terrible lately.
What dreams may come?
What dreams may come?
I feel like I may have saw part of that like on TNT or TBS or something.
TNT.
It's got Cuba Gooding Jr. in it too. The picture is him like walking through, I guess, heaven.
Yeah.
And it's got like the dog next to him.
Hmm. Now I want to watch it.
Right? 1998. Interesting.
Well, shit. Hell yeah. All right. Ready for the next card?
Yeah. I'm going to go a little bit lighter.
Okay.
What chores do you hate doing at home the most? Mm. And what do you love doing? Mm. I hate doing the dishes. I hate the dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, just because we don't have a dishwasher, so I'm the dishwasher, and it's just like with all chores, it's like a never-ending thing. That's why they're called chores. But one of my chores that I love doing is watering my plants. I know that's silly, but taking care of all my plants is a chore that I look forward to most days.
Mm-hmm. Do you see that as a chore? Like,
I don't think of it as a chore. It's just... you know, like hanging out or like, I guess giving attention to your animals. I'm just giving attention to these other living things that are just in my house.
Hmm.
Right. Yeah.
So I guess technically it's not really a chore. It's just something that I have to do. Then what chore do I like to do? I mean, I don't mind like vacuuming and mopping and stuff. I don't mind that.
You don't mind vacuuming?
No.
I vacuum, too.
Because it's satisfying. Getting to suck up all that dust and dirt.
Dust and dirt.
Yeah.
I'm the resident duster and... what is it? We take turns vacuuming. She mostly mops. I hate doing the cat litter.
Yeah, me too.
I'm slowly...
Maybe we shouldn't have cats. Just kidding.
I'm slowly getting back on board with doing dishes. I just hated it because, like, you know, my entire, like, high school, not even high school life, just my music career. As a musician, my entire, like, career has been fast food dishwashing. So, like, just chemical after chemical burn, and you're just like, this sucks. Like, so I kind of just, like, didn't want to do, got into the habit of not wanting to do dishes that often. At home.
Yeah.
But I'm slowly getting back into it. It just bothered me for a long time.
Oh, yeah, because I mean, well, I agree with that. Like, when you're doing something at work and then you come home and you have to do the same type of thing, and it's like, I've already been doing this all day and it's awful and I got paid for it and I don't want to do it for free now.
I don't get paid for this.
Yeah, that was just my entire outlook on it, but I'm knocking that shit off.
Yeah.
Right.
Thing that I like. What I like to clean. I guess I agree. I'm also the resident rearranger. Every, like, 6 months, I rearrange the house.
Oh, wow.
No, it's every, like, 3 months I rearrange the house.
With something, yeah.
Yeah.
You move something around.
So that maybe ADHD overcleaner? I don't know.
Maybe.
You know what? When I get...
But also...
Sorry, Nicole, listen.
I was going to say, just since we've been in the same apartment for such a long time, like, trying to, you know, not... hate it as much, like,
right.
Oh, we should try the couch over here.
Yeah.
And that's always fun.
And the setup we tried this year, like, and I say this year because I'm serious, we change it every winter, we change it every summer, because, you know, it fits to the AC unit or whatever, and this year we were like, let's try this, see how we feel, and we're like, that's actually not bad.
It's not bad.
So
yeah, I don't, yeah, like, sorry. When I get like real mad or something, I'll start cleaning. It'll just be like just something to take my mind off whatever is like making me mad. But I know, like, I hate picking stuff up, I guess, like cleaning the floors, just because there's so much like crap laying around, like with having a kid and a cat that wants to just like pull everything off the tables and right. play with stuff yeah. that he's not supposed to and everything. It's just like, ugh, like,
damn you.
Yeah, like I hate like the vacuuming. Cat or the cat? Cause, you know, well, the cat mainly, yeah. it's like when I'm like cleaning my floors and it's like, crap, I have to like vacuum, but I have to pick up everything around it first because my vacuum is gonna break if I run over like this one little Lego piece,
right?
Yeah. But I think like, yeah, chores I like doing. See, it's hard because I feel like chores, it's like chores already sounds just like awful regardless of right. what it is.
Right.
I mean, I like yard work, we just don't have a yard.
Yeah. I'd say, like, I don't mind, like, doing dishes and, like, cooking and stuff like that. It's, like, I don't mind that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind the cooking as long as I'm prepared.
Yeah.
I hate having that last
yes,
minute.
Yes, same.
Shit, we don't have this ingredient.
Last minute, like, don't have this shit ready. Like, fuck, now I gotta wait for this and go deal with it. Like,
yeah.
That's what I don't like about cooking, and that usually is what happens for me. So,
yeah.
I don't try to minimal. I mean, I know how to make... Like, I know how to make things, like,
right.
But I'm just saying, you know.
But it's always you want to make that one thing, and you don't have that item. And you don't realize
yeah.
until you're
yeah.
about
yeah.
to do it. And then it's just like, well, now I don't know what to do, and I have analysis paralysis, and I'm not going to know what to make
right.
for dinner now.
And it's, you
right.
know, I grew up with a big family, so it's also like, I can make mac and cheese. Like, but no, I can make just little things that I can make better. That's basically
right.
it.
Yeah.
But I mean, those things that I can make and making them better taste so much better.
Now, how do you make your mac and cheese?
I still just do Kraft.
All right. You know what's really good? I don't like, do you like, okay, so here's, do you like mac and cheese out of the pot or mac and cheese out of the oven?
Ooh, that's actually a really good question. I prefer it out of the oven.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
what?
That's tasty.
Oh, man.
Even if it has like some of the burnt.
Oh
it,
no!
As long as it's not like burnt, that's yeah. just fried cheese.
Nah, see, I like mine out of the pot. Yeah. What you do is you get a brick of Velveeta, a carton of heavy whipping cream, and then whatever shells you have, and you just heat up the whipping
right.
cream, not like boil it, but like start warming up, and throw in the Velveeta, mix it, and then put it in the
right.
pasta, and it's the
Nicole's over here shaking
yep.
her head. I'm not saying I hate either. I'm just saying I enjoy.
You like a casserole style mac and cheese.
Yeah
that's
yeah.
really good, you know.
I don't know. I can't get down with it. It's too dry. Like, I want mine like the gooey like Velveeta
right.
in the pot mac and cheese.
Oh man. Mm-hmm.
And I like in the pot too, but
right, I was like, we haven't had like big gooey Velveeta like
yeah.
mac and cheese.
I'm
in a
getting
long
hungry.
Time.
Right.
Right?
I just, when I see like the oven ones, I think like that's the whole dinner, and I just can't do a whole like I see
right.
mac and cheese as like a side dish as opposed to like a.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why I like that mac and cheese, but that's usually because I have it with something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like with a hot dog or with
yeah, there you go.
At a barbecue or
yeah.
or like. At a reunion or whatever, you
yeah.
know what I mean? So that's why. That kind of mac and cheese is so much better when you're drunk.
Well, yeah, of course. Of course.
When you're drunk munching.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. But, yeah. Nice. Tom, is it your card?
It is my card, yes. What scares you the most in your life? Yeah. I mean, as much as I don't like, I just say like as a father, like your kids, you know, it just scares the shit out of you. Like anything, you know,
right.
happening to your kids.
Right. That's understandable.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think that's like the scariest thing for me. It's not like an irrational fear. Now, an irrational fear, man, I don't like spiders. I don't like spiders. I mean, like, I'm cool with spiders, but I don't want to get, like, bit by any spiders. It freaks me out. I don't know.
Right. Oh, man. The bite freaks me out more than the spider.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the weird part
about
it.
Because you read
yeah.
about, like, brown recluses and, like, black widows and stuff.
Right?
And it's like, oh, that's not
seriously.
Good. But I think, like, even...
I'm going to blame my mom for that, because one day she thought, she was like, this is a spider bite. And then for like 3 days, she would kept bringing me to her room, like, look at this spider bite. And I'm like, what? Oh, what do you want me to do about it? She's like, what if it's a brown recluse? I was like, Mom, I don't know. Like,
pretty sure, like, she'd be, she'd know if it was a brown recluse. Like,
Right. Oh, yeah. No.
No, I mean, like, but it, I still feel like that's not that, like, irrational, because it's like, I'm in Maryland and stuff, and, like, spiders are all over the place. We got, like, wolf spiders and stuff like that. But, like, scorpions is even more rational, and there are none over here. So I, like, don't have to worry about scorpions, but they still freak me the hell out.
I like scorpions. They're cool.
Yeah, I mean, they're cool bugs. Like, they're super metal bugs, but, like, I wouldn't want to be around one.
Right. Yeah. Like, let's see.
Not even.
Like, obviously, like, a fear for me is losing Nicole, you know, or, like, anything close like that.
Yeah.
And then, I guess then second would be hurting myself, or like not hurting myself, getting hurt to the point where I can't do what I like to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like permanently or like temporarily? Like
permanently. Oh. Temporarily would make me mad, but permanently would crush me.
Like if your fingers got cut off or something. Yeah.
But if we're going, what is it, irrational?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's an irrational fear?
Needles.
Okay.
Needles, you don't like to shots. This day.
Yeah.
Needles to this day. I would rather fight a bear.
Wow.
Take the blood from my wound, guys. Come on, Jesus.
Right? Just I'll
get that bear down if I have to, but you know, take the blood from me from there.
Don't I'll squeeze inject. It out for you. Just I'll get a glass. I'll squeeze it out. Freshly
squeezed.
Dude, freshly
I could probably
Corbin.
Even squeeze it out.
Yeah.
I could probably even squeeze it out over than sitting there and just taking needles. I don't get it. Like, it's just this long, slender... The fact that they come at different sizes.
Yeah. I mean, like, I get it. I get it. It's not, like, it's irrational. It's not that irrational. It's still, like... I used to really hate needles, and I think when I... one of my jobs, they would actually, like, pay us to, like, do health screenings for work. And, like, take your blood and do the, you know, the thing in your arm and everything. And it's just, like, if I don't look at it and you just do it, because they'd be like, all right, we're going to count. I said, don't. Like, just do it. Yeah, just do it.
Right.
Like, I know that sounds crazy. Like, I would jump if you, but it's like, I'm expecting it. Just do it. Don't even, like, just be like, I'm doing it right now. Don't count down, because then it's just, like, you're prolonging the process.
Right.
Like, I can do it now. It sucks. Like, I remember one time I like smacked my hand on something at work, and then it was like, ah, oh, my hand really hurts real bad for like a week, and it swelled up real bad, like this giant red line on my arm. So I like went to the doctors finally, because I couldn't like move my arm, and they're like, all right, well, you have a strep infection in your arm. Was like, what? And because it was like I was working at a store in the mall, and we had like a little chain across the counter, like to block people from coming in, right? With like a magnet, and the magnet like hooked onto the shelves behind the counter. And I think I was just walking by, I was like, stupid chain! I hit it, and it like wrapped around my hand. The chain smacked the top of my hand.
Ooh!
And
ow.
It was like, I was pretty much ow, owie. And then, like after that, it was fine, but like it just hurt. And then, like, it got infected with strep somehow. And I remember going to the doctors, Jesus. And they're like, I went up and they're just like, what's the problem? And I just, like, lifted my arm. Cause I mean, like, I could not move my arm. And I, like, lifted it up and slammed on the desk and was like, well, this is probably the problem. And she looked at me and was like, what the hell? She's like, I'll get you a room right away. So, right there, that was not very promising. I get in there and the nurse is like, all right, well, let's see what the, oh my God, I gotta get the doctor, and runs out.
Oh,
and it's just like, Damn. Oh, this sucks so bad. And then the doctor came in. He was like, all right, Mr. Davis, let's see. What the hell is that? And I was like, what do you mean? What the hell is that? You know what it is. Like, you're the doctor. You tell me. Yeah, and he's like, you might lose your arm. And then runs out the room.
Oh, my God.
So then.
I'm like, what are you asking me for?
So finally he comes back in with, like, an antibiotic. And he's like, all right, well, we got to give you a shot. So I'm like, all right. So I'm, like, not jazzed about that right now. But I'm like, well, if it keeps me from losing my arm, I'll take whatever. So I roll up my sleeve, and the guy's like, no. And I was like, no. And he's like, it's not there. And I was like, all right. So then I roll up my other sleeve. He's like, no. Try lower.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Was,
oh, no.
I was like, oh.
Was it a butt shot?
It was a butt shot. Oh, that hurts so bad. Like, even the COVID shot wasn't nearly as bad. Like, in the arm, not as bad as a butt shot. Butt shots, oh, man.
Yeah. Because they just...
They blast your cheeks with that injection, man. It hurts.
Right. I've gotten used to the You know, I've gotten my own method now. Like before, because they would tell you not to tense up.
Yeah.
And my first thing to do would clench my fist. You know. So, I've gotten better at that. So instead, I have to focus. Like, it's like basically think about it like Deku focusing a power at a point in your body, and I just focus on my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, it takes me away from my arm. My arm can relax, but I'm, like, tensing in a different spot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or, like, you transfer the pain, like, dig your fingernails into your hand or something to just, like, focus yeah. on that pain instead of the needle.
Right, but I've been able to move past that. Yeah. I should just bring a, what are those foam stress balls with me the every little, time. That way I can just, like, squeeze the that.
Dumpling yeah, that like we have.
The, oh, yeah. The dumpling that yeah. I have. Yeah, yeah. So, but, man, ooh. Oh.
What about you, Nicole?
I'm thinking about needles and all this shit. Like,
so a regular fear?
Yeah, rational fear first, yeah.
A rational fear. I'm not saying I'm not afraid of anything, but like
everyone has something.
Yeah. I mean,
what gives you the will?
Yeah, like what stresses you out the most?
Clutter? Because that's OCD.
I'm not scared of clutter. I'm always a little scared, like, my job stability. Mm-hmm. That scares me.
Because
I'm mostly a contract worker. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, people that I work with and work for can be like, peace out whenever they want.
Right, yeah. Like me.
So that's a little scary and kind of a fear that I have that, like, oh, one day I'll just... And when you're a contract worker, you can't get unemployment. So... Mm. If anything goes shits up, then yeah, that's
yeah.
scary.
Yeah, that, yeah, that damn yeah, that's that sucks. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think with that contractors the unemployment thing too.
Yeah, which I don't think I realized until recently. I was like, oh, that would make sense. Why I wouldn't be able to get unemployment if I ever needed it in the future. And I guess like an irrational fear.
Yeah, the fun fear. Let's get the fun fears.
The fun fear. I don't like heights.
Okay.
But to what extent?
Like,
because I don't like heights, but I have to be at the top of a mountain.
Like, I could do that. Like, I'm not going to do, like, a Tower of Terror. I'm not going to do, like, a huge, like, tall, like...
Canyon swing?
No.
I'd do a canyon swing.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
It'd freak me out, but I would do
no.
it.
So, but I think it's, like, I don't necessarily know if it's heights, but it's just, like, the act of falling is the scary part.
Well, I mean,
maybe that
that's
is
the
for
fear,
everybody.
But it's not that you're high up. It's the fear that you're going to fall off of that height. And
yeah.
Exactly.
At that point.
So I wouldn't say heights. It's the fear of falling.
The fear
and
of falling,
honestly,
yeah.
like, that's irrational. I feel like that's a fairly, like, some of these, like, irrational fears are pretty rational because.
What's that called?
Fear of falling.
Is there a name for it?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I
think mine was like trypanophobia or something like that. I may have said it wrong, but I don't know.
But
oh yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I have like a like irrational fear. Needles don't bother me, thank God.
Thank God.
Because
that would make your current medication situation.
Yeah, that would really suck. Bugs, I mean, spiders, like, they're gross. Like, I'm not a fan of spiders, but I'm not, like, ugh. I used to be super weirded out by them, but...
And then I think you and I had to, like, I think there was a time where I was like, I can't always do this. Like,
yeah.
I can't, I'm not the spider killer because sometimes I don't even want to do
it. Well, yeah, and then when I lived with a whole bunch of girls for, like, a couple years, like, someone had to kill the bugs. So, but also, I'm in the mindset of, like, if you keep your distance, I'll keep my distance, and we'll be cool. Like, I'll let you chill on my ceiling as long as you don't get any closer.
As long as you don't creep down on
and
my head.
And you're not, like, huge.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just a little dude, it's not too bothersome. But
is the scorpion and spider aspect the same thing? The bigger they are, the better?
What?
Because, like, with scorpions, the smaller the scorpion, the more poisonous it is.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
So
scorpion
are
is good.
The same?
Oh,
right.
I don't know. Yeah, that doesn't matter for me.
No scorpion is good.
Yeah, no scorpion is like, I'm not going to be like, oh, this one's the size of a dog. Hey there, boy. Like, no, it's even more frightening. Basophobia, by the way, is the fear of falling.
Basophobia, yeah.
Which honestly, really? Like, OSHA states anything above 6 feet is lethal. So, like, it's a pretty rational fear. I work on rooftops every day, and it's like, yeah, I don't like heights. I don't like,
yeah.
I mean, like, I can deal with that because I'm roped in, and the roof is, like, the house is fairly sturdy. But it, like, right. Yeah, like, the drop rides and stuff, like, I can do them, but they still kind of suck. You know, like, it's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. Well, now it's more of the fear of, is this ride, like, put together by a guy who, you know.
Right, yeah.
Who just, like, didn't give a shit today, and.
I think over time I've gotten a little more frightened of roller coasters, but not saying I would never do it.
Oh, I love roller coasters.
Just because, I mean, I love them too. I grew up in Michigan, so we had Michigan Adventure, oh, yeah. And we would go to Cedar Point all the time. Mm-hmm. But like, just over the years of all the incidences, well, yeah, and all that, I've kind of just gotten a little bit more afraid.
Well, you just grown up, and now you're like, everything can kill me.
Everything right. can kill
you're
me.
You're in your 30s now, and you're like, you know what? I don't want a YOLO.
Right?
It's true. I'll yeet, but no YOLO.
I'll yeet, but I won't YOLO, yeah.
Brouhaha. Yeet or YOLO? I'm
just Would you rather?
Would you YOLO?
Should we That's a good one. Draw a couple more cards, or?
I would do one more round.
What do you guys think?
Yeah.
One more round? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that my card then?
Yeah, your
card. Tom's,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, you're Let's next. Let's do this. Corban.
I feel like I'm just answering the same questions with the same things.
Just worded differently.
Yeah.
Then should pick a different one.
Should I pick a different one?
What is your biggest thing that makes you uncomfortable?
Right.
What happens if you stay up past your bedtime?
Oh, wow.
Let's see. I mean, I get shit done. I'm a night owl. Like... If I stay up past my bedtime, I continue playing the video game that I'm playing, or finish the anime I'm watching, or actually catch up on some writing and map working, and even podcast editing sometimes. Like,
yeah.
And if it's like, but if it's like out, meaning like out at a party or whatever, then I genuinely always have a great time. So,
yeah.
That's why I like doing that.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? If you're more likely to say no to it, then you're gonna miss out on fun, or you're gonna miss out on a good experience.
The FOMO,
yeah.
The fear of missing out.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what happens if I stay up past my bedtime.
I get cranky.
You get cranky.
You get cranky and fidgety.
I mean, I haven't been diagnosed with like restless anything, but like, It'll just be like a point. I'm like, I gotta go to bed because I can't.
She's kicking
stop,
her
like,
legs around, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Like my arms and my legs just get all like twitchy, and I'm like, I gotta go to bed. But like Corbin said, like if we're out at a movie or just you know hanging out with people,
up playing games with people,
yeah,
like
I'll stay up past my bedtime. But like if I know that I need to go to bed and I need to get up at a certain time, and I know if I don't get a certain amount of hours, like grunchiness, crouchy, whatever, grumpy, we'll just, I don't say or do nice things, I think, when I'm really tired. Mm-hmm. So I try to get decent sleep and go to bed on time.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Tom?
Man, it's hard to like stay up past my bedtime anymore. Like I work construction, so I'm like up real early. And so like by like 10 o'clock it's like, man, I really want to go to bed now.
Yeah.
All right, then you want us to flip-flop the question? What happens if you wake up too early?
Oh, I get angry. My cat does that.
Yeah.
He'll wake me up because I try to get up at like 5 every morning, and he'll wake me up at like 4:30 like, hey, you should feed me now.
Nope.
And then it's like, well, I can't go back to sleep because I'll only get like 10 minutes of sleep by the time I do fall back
right.
to sleep, and I'll just feel awful then. But like, now the question, if it's like, what do you do if you don't go to bed, like past your bedtime? Like, what do you like to do? Like gaming, like video games and stuff like that. If I'm like out, yeah, like I'll try to be out as late as I can be too. Like I'm a, you know.
Right.
I mean, I'm a kind of extroverted introvert. So it's like when I'm out with friends, like late night, I'll be like, yeah, let's talk till like 3 a.m. But.
Right. That's why we're friends.
Yeah, but
on the same
in the back of my head, it's like, man, you could be going to sleep right now. You only get like 5 hours of sleep. You know that's going to suck for you in the morning.
You know, that's how I feel about, because my brother, he lives in here. Actually, we could say about it with you. Like, if we were up playing Pathfinder until midnight, that's 2 a.m. for you.
I know.
Like,
right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm up to like almost midnight when we play normally. So it's like, but it's like, I want to keep going.
Right.
I don't care. I want to keep going. I'll be tired at work.
And the crazy part about that is, like, we'll hop on video games after that, and my brother will be on for, like, another 4 hours. I'm just like, why do you go to bed at, like, 6 in the morning?
Oh, wow. Like, why do you not sleep
I used
at
to
all?
Be like that. I used to, when, before I started working, like, construction, when I was doing retail, it was so sporadic, because it would be, like, either 8 in the morning to, like, 4 or 5, or it'd be, like, 12 to 9:30 or whatever. And yeah. So, you know, I'd be up till like 3-4 in the morning, and then like I'd sleep in right. till like noon, like 11 o'clock, and then go to work.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't even sleep in anymore.
I can't. Yeah. It's hard.
Like I can get to bed by 1, and then I can always wake up by 8.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. I like slept in this weekend, and it was like 8:30, and it's like, oh man, I'd like slept my like because I was gonna get up this morning to like clean out my car, and I set my alarm to 6 a.m. and then. For some reason, I couldn't go to bed until, like, 4 a.m. this morning. Like, I fell asleep at, like, 10 till 12, and I woke up. And for some reason, I couldn't go back to bed. And so then, like, I just slept through my alarm. I woke up at, like, 8:30, and I was like, well, my whole morning's wasted now.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I just, like, the days that I do sleep, if I sleep in until 11, I earned it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, and sometimes it's a Saturday or a Sunday, most likely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if Nicole's not here. Because then I just, like, spread across the bed in different angles and just pass out. Like, I remember, yeah, you messaged me, and I was like, I'm up, kind of, still sleeping-ish. I set my phone down. I looked at my clock. I was like, oh, my God, it's 11? Like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm up.
I was like, it must be nice. I've been up since 6.
I haven't been able to do that in forever. I think I just feel awful now. Like, my internal clock is so wired to, like, waking up early.
Right.
And, like, now I wake up later than I should a lot of times. Like, before, like, I'd wake up at, like, 4:30, 5 o'clock just because I was so used to it and it was such a schedule.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been trying to, like, stay up a little bit later to, like, get stuff done in the evening. But, like, yeah, it's still... By, like, I don't think I can, like, normally, unless we're gaming or something, it's usually, like, 10:30 is when I go to bed.
Right. Yeah.
Also, when you get older, you get that, like, that dread of, like, time, too. Like, time just seems...
Yeah.
Time seems like a fraction of what it was when you were a kid. Like, you're, like, an hour.
Oh, yeah.
An hour seems like eternity when you're, like, 6 years old. Now it's, like, I got 30 minutes. Like, you're, like, all right, if I get home at, like, 5 o'clock, then I'll still have, like, 5 hours before I have to go to bed. Dinner's going to take, like, 30 minutes. It's like that, what's that Justin Timberlake movie where they, like, they have the counters on their arms?
Timeless.
Yeah, it's like timeless. Timeless? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just that like, I'm just one. Slowly deteriorating. No, it's not timeless?
In time?
No. No, that's limitless. That I was thinking, what is it? It's
timeless. Is it in time?
In time. Is it in time? I think it's in time.
Mate.
But I know what you mean. I liked it for that aspect, but at the same time, it's so bad.
Yeah, like, in time, with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah. Yeah, it's just like, all I'm doing is counting down.
Like, oh, that's all you're doing day. Is counting down the hours and being like, can I compromise? If I just get like 5 hours of sleep, then I'll have this many hours to do something. And then you don't even do what, like.
Right.
Yeah, it sucks. I hate it so much.
It sucks.
All right, Nicole, you want to draw a card?
Yeah, I already did.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is a good question, especially for us. I mean, it says, what do you hoard or collect in excess?
Oh, man.
I don't think it's excessive, but I do have a lot of plants.
A lot of what?
Like house plants.
Oh, plants, okay.
I feel like that would be my excessiveness. What do you think, Corbin? Do I have any... Am I missing something?
No, I think you're right. You got a lot of plants.
Yeah.
Like...
And
I mean, you're not hoarding them, but you also have a lot of Beanie Babies that we just don't know what to do with.
Right. I don't want to throw... Like, I just don't want to get rid of them. I know that they're just not gathering dust, but taking up space, so...
And our movie collection was our biggest hoard thing, and we've been slowly but surely getting rid of them.
Right. But yeah, plants, and I'm a bit of a hoe for... Like pens and markers and like writing utensils.
Even if it doesn't work, it's there.
Yeah. Do you have any of the glass pens that you like dip in the ink and they're like the glass like fountain pens?
No, those are mine. I have the nibs and the ink wells. Those are really cool. Stuff,
just like cool like colorful gel pens or like cool little like
Bic pens and
really
stuff.
Really fine point markers. Ooh.
Pens with a llama on the top of it.
It's a hedgehog, not a llama.
Do you do a lot of like drawing?
Nope.
You just collect pens. Okay.
I'm like a list maker, whether it's writing things down or on my computer. So like I think
sticky notes.
I like having.
But no, your biggest one is plans.
But I don't think it's excessive.
That's like a thing to have. That's like clutch those like pens. Cause like me, I don't collect pens. Like I rarely have pens. Cause I don't do a lot of like writing. And then when I need to, I'm like, look, I'm tearing the house apart for a pen that works.
That's funny.
Yeah. What about you, Tom?
Collecting stuff. I mean, the obvious one is boutique synthesizers.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's cool.
Like, that's... like,
I mean, at least it's cool.
Right. It's very expensive, though. But, yeah, like, that's, like, what I have the excess of. I try not to, like... I used to buy a bunch of random crap all the time. Like, man, I had, like, a loot box subscription at one point.
Nice.
Right.
And just, like, you know, like, retail therapy was, like, a thing. And now it's, like, I look around, like, I have to get rid of so much crap. Right. Just at this point now, it's just suffocating. It's like I really would just like rather have my desk with like my synths and then like a big empty room with like a TV and a couch, and I'd be fine. I would be content with that.
That's what I'm getting towards.
Yeah, like I'll be like a pack rat with like keywords and stuff. Definitely, like I'll just keep
all
that
beds need
going.
To be Murphy beds.
That and dice now, for like more... gaming dice now. I'm always like driving by our comic book shop we have nearby, and it's like I should stop by and get some dice.
I should just get some dice.
My one's been rolling like crap last week.
That's what I would say is my biggest thing is dice hoarding.
Yeah.
I have a lot.
You're a dice goblin.
I'm a dice goblin. I have a lot of them. Yeah. I'll blame Trevor, but I won't because I was collecting them kind of before.
I mean, we only had like D6s before, really.
Right. I was collecting D6s, and I don't know.
But they're so shiny.
Like looking around my house.
And they feel good when you roll them and sound great.
Right. Yeah. Right. I guess board games. We've been hoarding board games too.
At least you can like pull those out. Like if you get like really bored, you can pull those out and like use them. Like it's not just like random. Yeah. You know, it's not like it's just useless crap. Just like building up a pile. Of,
like it's like I mean we use our dice. Yeah. We play these games.
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah.
So it's not like they're just collecting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of your hobby. So you know, that's a hard one because it's like, well, I'm collecting for my hobby. So it's better than just like I collect. Bread pans, and it's like, do you bake bread? No, I just like how bread pans look.
Yeah, if we had space, I would probably maybe have like a vintage or like antique, not like antiquing problem, but like if I found like cool like bowls or like mugs at thrift stores. I love going to the thrift store, but if we had more space, I feel like I would probably have a bit of a that's cute. Problem.
That's cute. Yep. Problem.
Yeah.
No, I get you. My mom antiques a lot too and stuff. And I think that's like one of the reasons why I'm like trying to like get rid of a lot of things myself is just because it's like I don't see a need for a lot of the stuff anymore. Just you know, I have so much stuff that's laying around. It's like I really have to junk a lot of this stuff. But like the hobby stuff, like that's what you're investing your time in. I think that's like you're getting use out of it or something. I mean, like. People collect like rocks, like you know, gems and things, and that makes them happy. So
we do have rocks.
Yeah, we collect some rocks, but we used to paint them. That's why.
Okay.
Right. But I mean, like even as a kid, like when we would go places, like that would be my souvenir, is I'd find cool rocks.
Right.
On the ground. And
I went on an adventure, and this is what I found. Did I answer this one?
No, you did not. Oh, yeah, no,
dice.
I'm sorry. You did
dice. Yeah, I did. Yeah,
sorry.
And would Lego count? I mean, we don't... it's not excessive, but we do have a lot of Lego.
Oh, Lego? Oh,
nah.
Man. Same.
I mean, maybe. We do collect a lot, and we have minifigs, too.
Yeah.
Out the ass.
I have a kid, so I can, like, use that as, like, an out to, like, not be judged about it.
He collects the Lego.
Like, I get it for him, but then I'm the one building. He's always like, make me this, and then I'm building Lego. And it's like, okay, and then I'm spending there like two hours building like a city out of Legos and stuff. Like, no, I'm not done yet.
That's
leave me alone.
That's still dope, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, oh no, I
don't break it.
I know, I always like look at Lego so sets. Fun. Like, you sent me a link to some nostalgia video, and it was the one with like the magnet Legos. And it was like the multi-wheel truck, and it was all like space-themed. It's like, God, they need to bring that back.
Oh, man.
I miss, I love Legos, dude. I like... that is one thing, like, you could collect, and it's like, all right, I get it, because Legos are just such a good, like,
right,
time waster, and, like, such a good relaxing, time, yeah, like, fun thing to
it
do.
It is a relaxing thing, because it's not mindless, but it is, but it's right, not. Yeah. You're still working your brain, but you're still having fun.
But I can put a podcast on, listen to it, and still, like, build stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I like feel like that's it. How Minecraft was, like,
meant to be
thought of. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically, like, that same thing.
Yeah, which is fun, too.
So is Tom is
one more?
Yeah, Tom should have one more card.
Can you? I actually vetoed it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Different one. Let's see.
Only because it was like I couldn't really answer that. Nothing really.
Hand me a good one, Nicole.
I have like the. Oh my gosh, that's too deep.
Yeah, some of them get deep. I'm like, no, not that deep.
Oh yeah. Now, the one that I got was, what can you do today that you couldn't do a year ago? But it's like, I haven't really had anything that I could or couldn't do within a
Thanks
year.
Thanks for making me feel bad, card.
Right. Yeah, no, right. Wow. What am I doing with my life?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let's see if this one tickles anyone's fancy.
Okay, sorry. I had to send it. I sent.
Do you think you have any bad habits? Absolutely.
Who doesn't? People say that they don't, they lie.
Right? Yeah, everyone has bad habits. It's such a crazy thing to like think nobody does.
It's crazy to assume that you don't.
I would say like for like podcasting, I say like way too much.
Like.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, saying like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I'll listen back to my podcast, and I'll hear me be like, it's like you, like, grab a knob and, like right, turn it, and, like, man, can you just...
I guess I'd rather say like than
True, yeah. It's stopping you from saying It's just something to fill in the void as you're thinking about what you're saying.
Right.
But it sucks because I use as a thinking, a literal just you know what I mean? Yeah, like,
right.
It's a sigh.
Right, and like, other people listen to it, they're probably just, you know, thinking, well, it's whatever, that's how people talk, it's not a big deal, but when you listen back to it, you get real self-conscious about it. Right. You know,
for sure.
Yeah, and it's like, man, I'm just saying, like, I can't even say a sentence.
Right. Now you're just second-guessing everything you say.
Yeah, that's, yeah, now no, I'm trying not to say like right now because I said it and it's right, really hard now.
And I understand that.
I'm so like jealous.
My problem.
I'm jealous of like these podcasters that have like really good. I'm sure they went to school for like communication stuff where they can just like talk and not have those dumb little, you know, idiosyncrasies you put in your your speech to like go through it, and it's infuriating when you hear yourself doing it.
Right.
I think mine would be the dice collecting, always getting dice that I don't need. Like, and I just said like now too. Damn it.
Yeah.
maybe video games. Maybe I keep buying them before I finish them.
Oh.
And then I want to play the next one and all that, and I'm just like, I gotta stop that. That shit's bad.
Game hopper.
I should. I'm okay with game hopping. I just need to stop buying a new game. You know.
You don't. Right. You can't commit. Like, I have a really bad like non-commitment to finishing games. Like, I got Dark Souls and I still haven't like beaten the first level of that.
Right. I haven't even beaten Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. You see like, these really good-looking games and you want to play them, but then it's like, there's so much time that I have to commit, and I've already done the math, you know, with home, with dinner and everything. And I've only got like 4 hours left, and this is gonna suck up at least three of them. So yeah, I try to go more casual with my gamings, like No Man's Sky or Minecraft. I actually downloaded Minecraft not too long ago on PC.
Yeah.
And man, yeah,
you should.
And I'll just like that.
Join our realm.
I'll have to. Yeah, I gotta hit y'all up when y'all I see y'all playing, because it is that those kind of games are great because you don't have to feel committed to them. You can just pick them up whenever and play them.
Right.
Whenever, yeah.
What about you, Nicole? What's your bad habits?
Like,
oh, sorry, Corbin, what's that?
I was just saying, because, like, all the... Like, I loved... I was waiting for so long for the Hogwarts Legacy game to come out, and then I didn't even finish it. Like, we got a good chunk through the game, but, like, at the same time, we still have a good chunk of the game left, and I'm just like... Yep. shit, I hopped over to Jedi Survivor that I didn't even finish. I hopped over to Diablo 4 that I didn't even finish. I hopped over to fucking It Takes Two that we didn't even finish. And like, right. Like, don't even get me started. I think I'm missing one. I just can't even remember.
It's hard, man. Oh. It's hard committing to it.
Tears of the Kingdom.
We have.
Oh, like,
yeah. We just, yeah.
I haven't even started that game, so.
I know.
Yeah, that's my bad habit. What's yours, Nicole?
So you have ADHD, and that's your bad habit.
Yeah, my ADHD is my bad habit.
I'm just kidding. I think one of my bad habits is I'm a picker, so I'll pick, which is also probably an adult ADHD thing, according to TikTok, having weird things, but like, I'll pick my nail polish off. Mm. I'll pick at, like, my scalp. If I feel something on Corbin's arm, I'll pick it.
Oh,
and,
no.
Like,
so it's like the leg tick? You know,
like,
the,
just, like, scratching
the drummers
or,
with their leg tick,
yeah,
where they bounce their leg?
Yeah, but, like...
Do you, like, pick at his scabs and, like, any, like, pimp, like, try to pop pimples and stuff on Corbin?
Pimple popper? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But when I was a kid, I was a pretty bad nose picker. Mm-hmm. I've gotten better in my adulthood, obviously. Don't pick my nose. But, like, I would pick scabs and stuff. So I have, like, scars on my knees from, like, when I would skin my knee and I wouldn't leave my scabs alone. But I wouldn't, like...
That's any kid, though. That's
now thinking about it. But, yeah, but, like, especially, like, my cuticles and nail polish, I'll pick that shit. Like, okay. If there's a little bit coming off, it's all coming off.
Yeah. I'm a bad nail biter.
Mm. Yeah, me too. Oh, I should have probably done that. Yeah.
What's really great, because I had to get one, especially for like meetings, like work and stuff, is a fidget cube.
Yeah.
So you're like not.
Yeah, I was gonna. Yeah. I stopped with the fidget spinner, mostly because they kept falling apart and the loud just gear noises of it spinning.
Oh yeah, they're really. Yeah.
I have been interested in finding little toys, and one I found was like a blade in its sheath that won't come all the way out, so you just unsheath.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about getting that one too, or there was these other little knickknacks that are good for finger spins that I like doing, but
yeah.
Yeah, my thing with the nails though is like it's like I keep hurting myself.
Right.
And
oh, like biting all the way back, like on your finger.
Yeah, just bite them back too far, or like some of them can't, like, and it just like hurts underneath my nail and stuff. So I've been trying to do is at least starting. I'm gonna like nail polish the fingers that I gotta knock it off with.
Yeah.
Into hopes that it would prevent me from doing it to all of them.
Get the get the pet bitter spray that like has the bitter in it, and just spray it on your fingers.
Smart.
Where it tastes like plastic or something.
Yeah,
I was gonna say just dip your fingertips in like apple cider vinegar.
There you go. Oh, I like apple cider vinegar though. We use it for our crabs. No.
For our crabs.
People do nice. Dip like crab legs in vinegar. I can't get behind that. Huh. Like I'll do the Old Bay,
butter.
And butter. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah, butter. But like, yeah, people do vinegar. Yeah. I don't know. That's weird. That's been popping up in Maryland.
I mean. Interesting.
That's weird. I don't like it.
It's weird, but interesting.
Hmm. Well, I think that's it for today.
We brew a hard hard.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. This game is fun when you have the right questions, and it, like, getting deep is fine, but it's like, let's have one deep card, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and then some good ones before we do another deep card.
Yeah, some are really deep. It's like I said, the fear one. It's like, can we just do rational fears instead of like, because there's like, you get through rational fears, there's irrational fears. Yeah. And like the rational fears aren't as fun as the irrational fears.
Right. But thanks for hanging out with us, Tom.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get a couple more in.
A good time.
And release them throughout the month. So I think we're all going to go squeeze our brains. For some brain juice.
Brain juices.
Refreshing.
We're still gonna figure out that ending.
Trying to do a good sign off.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.